Preparations have begun for this year's Lianghui, or two sessions. Members of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, this country's main political advisory body, have met on Sunday to prepare for the annual sessions, which are set to begin later this week. This year's sessions will see both advisors and lawmakers discuss the forthcoming five-year plan. Officials also due to go over the government's annual work report, as well as discuss a number of proposed new laws. The CPPCC sessions, which begin ahead of the National People's Congress, set to get underway on Thursday. It's being reported Chinese authorities are set to begin the process of adjusting the statutory retirement age. Sources inside the Ministry of Human Resources and Social Security are suggesting a five-year transition plan might begin next year, which would see retirement ages be increased over the five-year period. The exact increase in the mandatory retirement age not being confirmed at this point. Right now here in China, retirement age for men is at 60 years old. Women who work in a white-collar job are required to retire at 55, while women who work as laborers are required to quit at 50. The retirement ages in China set decades ago when the life expectancy rates were much lower, increasing the retirement age seen as a necessary step to ease the burden on this country's social welfare system.